experience is needed. And best of all, scholarships are available, full and partial. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. That's slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and slbradio.org/radio.
If you can sign your name on the bottom line, thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that Longfellow wrote Evangeline, thank a teacher, an English teacher. If you can drive a car, pick a banjo or guitar, you name a constellation just by looking at the star. No matter where you're at or who you think you are, thank a teacher. If you can grow tomatoes, if you can read a book, if you had a granny in the kitchen teaching you to cook, remember all the little lessons you learned when you were young, like how to tie your tennis shoes, when to hold your tongue. I'm still working on that last one. If you know the seven deadly sins by name, thank a teacher. Maybe a nun. If you can keep a scorecard at a baseball game, thank a teacher, maybe a coach. There's a teacher and a mother, a teacher and a dad, a teacher and the lover that'll left you feeling sad. No matter what the good, no matter what the bad, thank a teacher. If you can count to 20, play a game of 21, you know enough to cover up when you're in the sun. You spent a summer getting swimming lessons at the pool. You might have even had a teacher in a school. Imagine that. Well, if you can ride a bicycle up and down a hill, thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that photosynthesis depends on chlorophyll, thank a teacher, a science teacher. If you can row a boat or ride in a toboggan while you're tweeting and a texting, posting and a blogging, have a little notion up there in your noggin, thank a teacher. So thank you, Mr. Llewellyn. Thank you, Miss Wirtz. Thank you, Mrs. Eckert. I'm not forgetting you, Dr. Phoenix. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thanks, Teach.
There is Joel Mabus at the Saturday Light Brigade, one of our favorites, who continues to record. It's the end of Teacher Appreciation Week, but not the end of our affection and fondness for teachers, who we should be celebrating all year long. Thanks for a great school year with a month or so to go. All indications are that the Soundhound is about to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. He's getting ready to unveil the sound that he has found for today. That will be coming up in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
This is Camille Howard, a student at Montour High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Family STEAM Days hosted by Myerstown Community Library at Myerstown Community Library on Saturday, May 17th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Please join us for a fun day of STEAM stations with the whole family. Drop in for an activity or two or stay the whole afternoon. This event is free and is wheelchair accessible. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with the story recapping some of the events. Those events include a paper airplane competition, sinker float demonstration, bridge construction challenges, and dice edition math games. They will have small prizes for visitors who compete and complete all of the activities and hope to provide a photo booth area for the families to take pictures together. To learn more about Family STEAM Days, visit the Myerstown Community Library website or visit remakelearningdays.org. Family STEAM Day is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Day celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Wow. Camille is one of the students that I know quite well. We've been working with her for a number of years. She's now 17 and is due to graduate next year. She's just finishing her junior year. There are over 100 students that have created Remake Learning Days preview announcements like the ones you've been hearing throughout the morning, and it's been a pleasure for our staff to be coaching them all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You can learn more about events in your neck of the woods at Remake Learning Days. .org. And the Sound Hound is finally here. Oh, you've been here all along, you say. Well, let us get out. The sound that you brought, and yes, indeed, this is an interesting sound. The Sound Hound wanted us to know that he's very proud of the sound that he found today. Here it is. 412-205-9975. 412-205-9975. Here it is one more time. Do you have an idea of what that sound might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-412-205-9975. 888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
If you know, let us show. 412-200-5975.
There's a rabbit in the log and ain't got the dog out of a keyhood. Get me a briar and a twist in his hat.
True love turned to solid gold. on the radio?
On the radio.
Can you hear me on the radio?
Radio.
Can you hear me on the radio?
On the radio.
Can you hear me on the radio?
Radio.
Can you hear me?
Radio.
Wanna hear my song on the radio?
Oldest trick in the book is to include an album, on an album, a song that has radio in the title. And usually that will get a radio station's attention. That's a fun song that I'd like to think we would have played regardless. The Hillbenders doing that tune, simply called Radio. And the Stanley Brothers did Rabbit in a Log. I know. We have had a lot of guesses to our sound hound and several correct answers. Brian's going to join us on the air in a moment. We have some other correct answers to acknowledge. Here again is the sound. And we'll see if you're cooking with gas. 412-200-5975. Now, here come some of the guesses here today. Gary thought it might be opening a filing cabinet drawer. That's a good guess and would be a good sound, but not that. Richard on the north side thinks it might be a rusty trash can lid or a rusty gate. Brian, heading to Buffalo with family, also thought it might be a metal door or a gate opening. John and Carrick thought of a gate as well. It is an indoor sound. The sound almost always will be made inside. Patrick in South Park has a screen door opening. Stu thought it might be a postal service mailbox on a sidewalk. And John in Economy and Borough thought the same thing. Bruce thought it might be a door of a big freezer. Close. Not that. Larry and Vanessa thought it could be a newspaper distribution box, the old-fashioned box to get a newspaper out of. I guess they're still out and about. It's not that. Patrick and Stanton Heights thought of a metal screen door opening and closing with squeaky hinges and a spring being stretched and then clasped back. I hear that. Doug and Heidi of Black Ash came up with the correct answer. Cinnamon rolls included. Well done. Jack thought it might be the sound of someone dropping a knife on the floor that then accidentally hits a balloon that pops. That comes by way of Dad Ty. They are listening together. Caden thinks it's metal squeaking together. And Annie, remember your answer, opening and closing a dumpster to put something in, is her guess. Russ thinks it might be an old-time vending machine. And Rick in Vietnam this morning, listening in Saigon, thinks it could be a circular saw. Theo says that it's a squeaky, spinning metal thing. Oh, Barbara, what a good guess, Barbara. In Highland Park, not Vietnam, she writes, says it could be unfolding a traditional sofa bed. I wish. That would be a great sound to feature some week. It's not that. Jeff in Maine thinks it could be a screen door opening and closing. And then he came up with the correct answer. Well done, Jeff. Richard on the north side also came up with the correct answer. And Rick got it. Well done, Rick. And Patrick of Stanton Heights got the correct answer as well. And Brian also got it. Brian in McCandless. And this Brian got it, too. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Larry? The Sound Hound baked up a really delicious answer for me. And he said it was an oven door opening and closing.
Indeed. And Heidi, and Doug have cinnamon rolls coming out of that oven. They
I'm jealous.
Marty.
I definitely want to send them in the roll. If Fighting Doug could send one over my way, it would be delicious.
I would love for them to do that. And, you know, Annie had this guess of opening up a dumpster, putting something in it, and then closing it. I was thinking that's, you know, not the oven, but it is a similar sound.
Exactly, my friend. Hey, you enjoy the weather today. Are you doing anything exciting this weekend?
Well, we're going to sneak out. Relaxing? We're going to sneak out to the Friendship Flower and the Folk Festival later today.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
We have some things to pick up there and some hellos to say. And then we might try to go hear a little music tonight if we can make it out. We're going to try to do that.
Nice. Where do you guys listen to music at usually? Where do you guys head to?
Could be just
usually?
About anywhere. I don't know where tonight will be, but it could be just about anywhere. There's so many.
Hey, who knows? One night I might just run into you all. You know, you never know. I'm a man about town myself.
We'll look for you.
Hey, you guys be cool, okay?
Thanks. Take care. Tommy came up with the correct answer just in Mount Lebanon, thought it might be the door to the freezer section in an old refrigerator when the freezer used to be an inside compartment. Jess also knew it was the old oven door opening and closing. Carla thought it might be a big regular door. And let me check Facebook quickly to see if there are any guesses to acknowledge. I see none. Thank you for playing along. It's the sound of the oven door. You'd hear that door opening and closing. Often by mom. Usually closed with a little more care than that. Lest whatever being baked might suddenly fall and, you know, would have to be made all over again. Thank you, Soundhound. You provided a really good sound for today. We'll let you... Yes, we'll let you finish up. Thank you. Yes, you're a good boy. We'll let you finish up with a little kibble. Thank you. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge will be coming your way in about 10 minutes with our Afterthoughts puzzle. And right now, Anne McLaughlin is about to join us. Good morning, Anne. How are you? Oh, hang on, Anne. I gave you a chance to rehearse your good morning. How are you, Anne?
Good morning, Mary. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Sorry about that. Sometimes I forget.
No worries.
I forget that there's more than one button to push. The creaky oven door is a hard thing to follow.
Oh, I know. I saw the lineup, and it looked like a good one.
Well, you, once again, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh has the Ralph Munn Creative Writing Contest and the Teen Media Awards, which is for art of any kind, art, sculpture, fashion, not media as we sometimes think of it today. It's just electronic media. And these programs are both getting underway. Tell us a little bit of what we need to know if we want to participate.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So to start out, we have the Ralph Munn Creative Writing Contest, which is an opportunity for high schoolers across Allegheny County. So if you live in Allegheny County and you're in high school, so grades 9 through 12, you can submit your poetry and short prose. I will say the deadline is this Monday, the 12th at 9 a.m. But one of the things that I think is really great about our contest is you can use any work that you've written in the past. So it can be something you've done at school, at camp, you know, just for fun, something you've just been working on. So even though the deadline's coming up, you still have time to submit. And if it's just something you have sitting and you really liked it and enjoy it, please, please submit. And yeah, Ralph Munn, it's one of the things I love about Ralph Munn too, is that our top submissions get printed in a physical anthology book that is in, will be in every public library in Allegheny County. It's something that you can check out, that other people can check out. And I think that's really cool because there really aren't a lot of opportunities, especially even before you leave high school, to be able to see your work published in a real book.
It'll be there forever too, which I like. The Ralph Munn program's been going on for a long time. And, you know, these are young writers who years from now, it's fun to be able to look back on what they wrote.
Yeah, no, exactly. Started in 2007, 2008, you can actually look in our catalog and see, and we have an archive at our main library of all the books in the past, like back to 2008. Actually, one of my colleagues in our office has her own work that she had had published when she was in high school. It's just really neat to see, and yeah, it just exists, like you said, forever.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, the part, the other half of the Teen Awards are the Teen Media Awards, and I've been just fascinated by, you know, we always interview the finalists or the winners in these categories. The Teen Media Award winners have been amazing to me. There are a lot of different opportunities for creative teens to share their work.
Oh, yeah, no, it's really wonderful. I love seeing the submissions and seeing all the work that's created. And yes, I'm just always floored by it. And we have seven categories this year. As you mentioned, we have 2D art and design, 3D art. So like you mentioned, like sculptures, clay, 3D prints, models. We also have short film, fashion, as you mentioned, music, photography. And then we added short comics this year. So there's a high interest and we wanted to try it out. So that's another piece that we've added. And that is for teens grades 6 through 12, anyone again who lives in Allegheny County. And yeah, it's really cool to see, you know, we, as you mentioned, we have teens that's first and second place winners and honorable mentions. And actually, we select from the 2D art submission, we select also the cover for the Ralph Munn for the next year. So it's an even cooler piece where you get to see, like, somebody gets to see their art on the cover of one of the books for the following year.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and the deadline for that, this is a little different than in past years, is we're giving teens until August 11th. So they have most of the summer. Submissions actually open on Monday, May 12th at 9 a.m. So when Ralph Munn closes, Teen Media Awards opens. So there's a long window that teens can begin pulling together their work. I also want to point out, too, is that same for Ralph Munn and for Teen Media Awards, you can submit up to two pieces. And it can be in any of the categories. So there's multiple opportunities to share your work and submit your work. So
the best place to get more information is probably carnegielibrary.org/kids-teens. Would that be the best way, or is there a better way?
So that is, yeah. So you can search Teen Media Awards or Ralph Munn at Carnegie Library. If you go to our website, carnegielibrary.org, and search Teen Media Awards or Ralph Munn, it'll come up. But the full address is carnegielibrary.org/kids-teens/teen-space/teen-media-awards. So it's a little long. Ralph Munn's a little quicker. It's the same. Beginning and then Ralph Munn instead of Teen Media Awards.
Yeah, that's probably just searching on Ralph Munn in any browser will do it. It's amazing how things have
you'll
changed.
Yes, you'll find the place.
Well, I'm so...
Yeah, and then also, do you want to...
Okay. Oh,
I just want to mention, too, is like if anybody has any questions, go to you're welcome to go to your local library, and your library staff will be happy to help you submit, especially for Teen Media Awards. Sometimes you have to figure out taking a picture and uploading it to the submission site. Staff can help you with that. They can help you take the picture. A lot of our libraries have resources where you can work on your pieces too. So I just wanted to plug that too. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to your local library.
And can you mention the deadlines for entries once again?
Yeah, so thanks. So Ralph Munn is going to be this Monday, May 12th at 9 a.m. And then Teen Media Awards is going to be Monday, August 11th at 9 a.m.
Thank you. And don't forget, for Ralph Munn, you can submit a work you've previously written, so don't fret about the deadline. It doesn't have to be, as long as it's original, it doesn't have to be something you wrote especially for the Ralph Munn competition. And it's great to have you with us. We're always happy to support the library with the Ralph Munn Creative Writing Awards and the Teen Media Awards. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Ann McLaughlin from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Congratulations to you once again. If you knew that we were looking for the oven door opening and closing. James sent us a note asking us to wish you a happy Mother's Day. He had a guess of a car breaking and a door opening. Then he thought it might be putting groceries in a shopping cart or wheeling the cart through the store or a revolving door or a tea kettle. It ended up being an oven door. Well done if you came up with the correct answer. Broadcasting live along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. From SLB Radio Productions.
Whenever life's got you feeling down, you can't turn over that big old frown. You hit the rails, that's what you do, and you get yourself a bowl of that mulligan stew.
You come on home and your things are outside. Your baby threw you out, you don't know why. I guess love was not so true, so put it in a pot of that mulligan stew.
You take your troubles and the problems you had, and you put them in a pot and be oh so glad.
Always different, never twice the same. So grab the bowl right there that's got your name.
You bring whatever you can to the table. Your friends bring something else. You toss it all in the pot, cook it up, and enjoy each other's company. That's what mulligan stew is all about.
You take your troubles and the problems you had, and you put them in a pot and be oh so glad.
Always different, never twice the same. So grab the bowl right there that's got your name.
So take your troubles and your misery.
Spend some time in an old hobo's company.
Whenever life's got you feeling blue, you just stick your spoon right into that mulligan stew.
Stick your spoon right into that mulligan stew.
Stick your spoon right into that mulligan stew.
That's a duo known as Bear and Robert. In a few moments, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle. Have you played Afterthoughts before? I think it's a game you'll enjoy. Stick around.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, featuring artists who were born and raised in the Pittsburgh area. Sounds of Steel takes place on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. More information on Sounds of Steel and Vocal Confluence is available at vocalconfluence.org.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
This is Miranda, a student at Mid Valley and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Spotlight on 3D Printing, hosted by the Nurture Nature Center at 518 Northampton Street, Easton, on Saturday, May 17th at 1 to 2 p.m. Spotlight on 3D Printing is an in-depth discovery of the mechanics of a 3D printer and its impacts on the future of science. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I'm excited to see the printing workshop's positive impact on its participants. To learn more about the Nurture Nature Center, visit nurturenaturecenter.org. Spotlight on 3D Printing is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Day celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. We're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to see if you can come up with the one word that naturally follows them. Our words are watch, key, and pass. Watch, key, and pass. One word follows those three. Do you think you know it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The words again are watch, key, and pass. Let's see if you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Good luck. The Earls of Leicester are going to give you some music to maybe energize you, give you some extra thinking power. Good luck.
Well, I've been all around this whole wide world, up and down the sunny Alabama. My mom always told me, son, never let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till the last dollar's gone.
This road's getting older every day. Let's go skinny dipping. I love you, babe.
We took our lumps, you and me. Let's get old and die on this property. Out on County Road 3649, full of hope and holding time. 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 Sweet time. The sound of silence fills my mind. It echoes so bright, it turns me blind.
When it rains with sunshine, top of this tractor, the rainbow's divine.
Out on County Road 3649, full of hope and holding time.
Stopped crying inside.
There's a buck in the meadow that we stopped beside. The smell of dew, the sunrise.
Out on County Road 3649, full of hope and holding time. Time.
Till we make it happen, there's no TV to turn off the action.
Quadding and fishing, there's a garden in the kitchen, plenty of time left over for kissing.
Out on County Road 3649, full of hope and holding time.
Getting older every day. Let's go skinny dipping. I love you, babe.
Gordy Ten Trees here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And interesting, we're getting a real mix of correct answers and incorrect answers. Usually folks either have it right away or don't. Bruce just had a guess of chain. Watch chain, key chain, pass chain. Not so much, but I see where you're coming from on that. Oh, thank you, Russ. I misread. He gave the word cross, and I said, no, the answer isn't cross. He thought cross might be another clue, and indeed it is a very good clue. So would the word buzz be? Buzz is a good clue. And here's Rick and Saigon. He also had a guess, but is still working on the correct answer. John in Economy Borough has the right answer. Tommy suggested adding buzz, and he said you could add swear as well. Linda thought it might be over, as in pass over, watch over, key over, not quite. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct word. Gary in Franklin thought the answer might be time, pass time, a key time, watch time, as the time on your watch. There's a little bit of a better fit. Brian, on the road this morning, did come up with the correct answer. And we'll leave it out for you. Here's Angie and Mars, who just came up with the correct answer. Do you know it? Larry and Vanessa just got it too. We were looking for word. Word. Watchword, keyword, password, and then we added crossword, buzzword, all of the different words that you could imagine. It's Mother's Day weekend, and we have got an extensive collection of songs that all relate to motherhood in one way or another. Here's one of our favorites from the Saturday Light Brigade collection.
Hey, Mom, I need a drink of water.
Hey, Mom,
I'm thirsty.
Never eat clowns.
How come cannibals never eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
Hey, Mom!
There's something in my closet.
Hey, Mom!
It scares me.
Hey, Mom!
I'm really not that tired.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom,
can you hear me?
Hey, Mom,
are you listening?
Hey, Mom.
Daughters of feminists love to wear pink and white short frilly dresses. They speak of successes with boys. It annoys their mom. Daughters of feminists won't put on jeans or the precious construction boot mama found cute ugly shoes. They refuse. How come? Daughters of feminists think they'll get married to some wealthy guy who'll support them forever. Daughters of feminists don't bother voting at all. Daughters of feminists beg to wear lipstick each day from the age of 3. Daughters of feminists think that a princess is what they are destined to be. How do they get so girly? How come they want a Barbie? Why does it start so early? Why, when we bring her up just like a fella, who does she idolize? Cinderella.
Honey, she's a doormat. You think when she marries that handsome prince, he's not going to expect her to clean the entire castle? And look at all those rooms, and he's always on the road.
And think about Snow White. I mean, come on. Doing all the housework for 7 guys in exchange for what? Room and board? This is not a good deal.
Daughters of feminists bruise so easily. Daughters of feminists hurt. Daughters of feminists curtsy and skip. Daughters of feminists flirt.
They say, please, mommy, can I do the dishes?
Or let's make a pie for my brother.
Are they sincere? Are they crazy? Or are they just trying to stick it to mother? How do they get so girly? How come they want a Barbie? Why does it start so early? Daughters of feminists just want to play with their
daughters
toys.
Of feminists love toys. To wear pink and white short blue dresses. They speak toys. Of successes with
daughters
boys.
Of feminists boys. Just want to play boys. With
daughters
toys,
of feminists love toys, to wear pink and white short toys, frilly dresses. They speak toys, of successes with
daughters
boys.
Of boys just want to play with their toys.
The song I always associate with Kristen Lemm's, done there by Kathy Fink and Marcy Marks, her daughters of feminists. You also heard Toucan Jam and Hey Mom here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think we can slip in. Would you like to hear one more song from our Mother's Day collection? We're so busy with so many guests throughout the morning today that it would be nice to fit a few more in. And there's a few I would like to play as I look at them. But let's do this one. Sally Rogers sings a song about how folks who say, do you have a working mom? And they say, well, if your mom stays home, she's not a working mom, hardly.
Oh, I wake up in the morning and I try to get out of bed. It's all I can do to open my eyes and try to lift my head up. Get up, cheer up, it could be worse, you know. My kids could all be starving and my wife be on the dole. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. Oh, I try to write a book about my new job with no pay. But I hope I have a salary before retirement day comes. It would be fun if only some of the one has wanted me. A guy with too much talent and a pile of PhDs. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and tired. Another day of working with no pay. When my wife's at work, I feed the kids, I wash their face and hands. They suck their thumbs, I wipe their bums, I make the dinner plans. To town to buy the groceries with someone else's cash. I used to call it women's work, but that's a pile of trash. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. Fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. My wife is proud, her paycheck can support her family, but she doesn't seem to understand just what it does to me. I feel small, not at all the man I used to be. But at least my kids all have a dad my father couldn't beat. I mean, it's hard work,
harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and dragged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay, and it is hard work. Harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and dragged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay.
Sally Rogers with a tune called Hard Work here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And it is about time for us to send across some birthday greetings. Did you suggest that we wish somebody a happy birthday today? Do you have a birthday that is today or in the week ahead? If that is the case, it's just about time to do that. In fact, it is time to do that at this very moment. Happy birthday today to Lucy of Shadyside from Dad Cliff. Also today we have Anne in Greensburg from your family, Jayla of Sheridan, Lori of the Children's Museum, Patty of Shikora from the Kukuro family, and Jackson of Greensburg. Happy birthday to you. I believe Jackson is 13 today. He is in Greensburg. Happy birthday tomorrow to Desi of Harmony from your family. To Dana, the love of my life, from Gary in Franklin. Alex from Millie, your grandma, and Rebecca and family. Aaron of Highland Park from Kelly and Kathy. Susan from Joan and Lisa. Jamie of Bellevue from your family. Paula from your friends and family. Also on the 11th, we have Nathan of Carnegie and Sally in Brookline from Scott and Joanna. On the 12th, happy birthday to Luke of Evans City from Mom and Dad. Margarita of Katanning from your family. Carol May from Sarah and the Andes. Eli of Arlington, Massachusetts, from your family, and Barb of Upper St. Clair, from Norm, Nathan, Becca, Julie, and Catherine. And I know you had a lot of tree damage in and around your house after the recent storm. So this is probably a birthday you'll never forget. Gary and Franklin says happy birthday to my amazing daughter, whose name is Erin. Her birthday is the first of our May 13th birthdays. Ben of West Homestead celebrates that day as well. Brother Nate and family wish him a happy birthday. Gunner of Cheswick from wife Lisa and son Cooper. Jaden of Swissvale from your family. Amelia of Cranberry Township from Mom, Dad, Xavier, Georgia, and Sadie, and Adam of West Mifflin, all on the 13th. On the 14th of May, Sakina of Beachview from Brandon, Senior, and Junior, Chris Butler from Jalene, Will, and Finn, Becky Bub of Freedom from all of the other Bubs, Nin of Mudhall from your family. On May 15th, we have Myra of Highland Park and Holly of Bethel Park and David of Wilmington, North Carolina, from your respective families. On the 16th, happy birthday to Lisa of Bradford Woods from your family, Ethan from Janice and Tom and Ryan and Megan, Pete of Southold, New York from Penny and the girls, Aiden of Mount Lebanon from Mom, Dad, Kira and Colin, Addison of Beaver, from your mom, Ashley of Emlinton, from Josh and Angel, Tion of Brighton Heights, from Grandma Sheila in Manchester, Cameron of Gibsonia from your family, and Marge from Chip and Logan.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's mailing address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a United States official. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Sing it. Believe me, you'll know the words.
You bring me a song, you know, it's a song. You bring me a song, you know, it's a song. You bring me a song, you know, it's a song. You bring me a song, you know, it's a song. You bring me a
There you've got Mumbles from Oscar Peterson, along with Clark Terry. Clark Terry doing the vocals there. Brad Yoder is going to join us in a little bit today. And it's good to have Brad around. He's going to be at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh tonight as part of the Song Space series. We'll give you more details about that coming up. We were talking before about clues, our afterthoughts puzzle. We had cross, key, pass, buzz, watch, and they were all clues. We asked you what comes after that, and the answer we were looking for was word. Stu wanted to give the clue of 32-bit. Yes, 32-bit word, or a 32-bit word clock Well done.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
Hi, this is Serena Alapredi, a student at Dubois Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. I hope you will join me in attendance at Theater Magic Act Sing Dance, hosted by Clarion Center for the Arts at 15506 Route 322, Clarion, PA. This event will take place on May 10th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. EST. Theater Magic Act Sing Dance is a workshop aimed to introduce kids ages 8 to 13 to the exciting world of musical theater. This workshop is free to attend and could help your child show off creativity, enhance teamwork, and build confidence in an energetic environment. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I will be in attendance at this event and shall be recapping the event in a review following. Theater Magic Act Sing Dance is just one of many events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days between the dates of April 26th through June 7th. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
SLB trained students from throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania filing these previews for Remake Learning Days, and you can learn more at remakelearningdays.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they may belong to. Could be a woman, a man, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Maybe somebody from the world of sports, politics, entertainment, movies, film, Broadway. I guess that is entertainment, history, literature. No matter who it is, we think it will be a name that you know. And today's Guess Who initials, M.S. M.S. That's M as in Munhall and S as in Springdale. M.S. You can guess as many times as you would like. And it's time to let the guessing begin.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
412-200-5975. And James in Freiburg gets us started with Morty Seinfeld, George's dad, Merle Saunders, Monica Salas, Max Sennett. The correct answer. Well done, Mel.